It's pretty safe to say that everyone is a fan of food to one extent or another. An event early next month is hoping to bring many food producers, food preparers, and food consumers together. It's the third year of Savor the Season. It happens Saturday, May 3rd at Gorman Heritage Farm in Evendale. Jamie Stoneham is the farm's program director, and she's here to tell us more about it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start out right away. Is this a way of getting us consumers to realize that what we eat actually exists before it shows up at the grocery store?
The goal of the event is to get people to know that food is seasonal and that to harvest things in the spring, you can't harvest a tomato and eat a tomato in spring. So it's really trying to get people to understand the seasonality of food and then also learn how it comes to the plate. So really the farm to fork kind of idea.
So there's a lot that we don't know about food and how it gets to us. But why is that important? Why should we know where all this stuff comes from?
I think it's very important to keep us connected to the land and then also to know how to prepare it the best way when it's best in season so that we're eating it the most healthy and at the peak season so that it's going to taste the best and you're going to have a really good food on your plate as well.
Okay, so we've been hearing a lot about local eating, local foods. What are the benefits to using local food?
Or there's a bunch of benefits. One of them is it helps our local economy. So all of the money that goes into the food that we buy will go into people that live in this neighborhood, in this area. And so one way of eating local is helping the local economy, as well as eating fresh. And if you know the farmer and know all of the hard work that goes into that farm, then you can appreciate their work and you get to eat it right from the farm straight to your plate. So it keeps more nutrients and it tastes better and that doesn't use as much gas to get all the way from Mexico to here. You're just using the gas from the farm to your plate.
Okay, so you're telling you there are benefits all the way from the dirt all the way up the chain to us. We go to the grocery store and buy the stuff.
Right.
Now, you talk about local, and I haven't even mentioned that Gorman Heritage Farm is in Evendale, so that's not too far away from the city.
Yeah, it's only about, on a good day, 15-minute drive from downtown, but mostly it's usually like 20, 25 minutes.
And when we talk about local farmers and growers, are we talking about people just in Cincinnati, Hamilton County, or what area?
It is in greater Cincinnati. So we do have some people in Kentucky. We have some people in Indiana and some people up in like central Ohio as well, some of the producers.
Okay, so we get a lot of people. About how many farmers and growers will be at this Savor the Season?
There'll be 13 farmers. Some of the farmers are Carriage House Farm. There's also Cox Family Farm, Green Sleeves, Napoleon Ridge Farm, Running Creek Farm, and Finn Meadows, Four Hills. There's a lot of different farms, yeah.
And what are we going to see? I mean, we've all been to farmers market. You can go to Finley Market. What kind of special things are we going to see at the Gorman Heritage Farm to take us out of Cincinnati to go up there?
So the schedule is every hour we start new chef demonstrations. So there's three chef demonstrations that happen every other hour. And during those chef demonstrations, there'll be a farm connected to a chef, and they will demonstrate how to prepare the food that is in season from that farm. And then you'll get to taste a little sample of it as well. During the next hour, there'll be garden and farm workshops. So you'll have something like beekeeping 101 or chickens in your backyard or composting or basic gardening. And then they'll go back to chef demonstrations. And we do that from 11 to 5. And then from 5 to 7, we'll have a food competition where there'll be six different chefs competing, kind of like the show Chopped on Food Network, where they have three mystery ingredients and they have to prepare something out of those three ingredients. And then there'll be judges that will judge the items and the winners will receive a gift package. And then there's going to be Rheingeist Brewery will be there providing beer. And then we'll have Molly Wellman from Japs providing mixed drinks as well.
Okay, now you've mentioned two of the most important things, sampling the food and drinks. So what else can we do besides just watching people cook? What else can normal consumers do?
Yeah, so when they come, there's going to be vendors as well. So we'll have a lot of different soap making or jams or things that you can purchase. We'll have food trucks there. We also have, it's a 122-acre farm. So you can go on our farm tours and see our farm. We have lots of different animals around, so you can see our farm animals. And then the garden and farm workshops, you can go plant in our gardens. We'll have potato and onion planting and different hands-on kind of things with that as well.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Gorman Heritage Farm. I mean, what kind of foods are grown? You said it was 120-some acres. Mm-hmm. Is this a farm that works year-round? And the food that's grown there, perhaps where does that go? Can we find that in our local supermarkets?
Sure. So we're an educational working farm. So the purpose of the farm is to not only produce produce and crops and meat, but we also educate people about how to grow these items. So we produce a CSA, which means community supported agriculture. People can sign up and get a box of produce every week for 27 weeks, and it's whatever is in season. You pay up front to kind of help the costs of the farm to pay for all the seeds and the maintenance and the work. And then each week you get that box. And so we don't actually sell in any of the markets. People will come to us and purchase the boxes from there, or you can just come to the farm and buy the produce and the meat and the eggs directly from our farm as well.
Oh, okay. So we haven't talked much about meat. We've been mostly talking about vegetables. What kind of meats are there?
Yeah, we have a lot of different animals. Not all of them are raised for meat. We have chickens. Right now we don't have turkeys, but we will have turkeys during Thanksgiving time. We'll have beef. We have pork right now. We also have rabbit and goat, but we don't harvest them for their meat. And we have sheep and horses. And again, those are not for the meat as well.
So there will be local food available there at the event. And also, we're talking about kind of drinks. So people could just come for the day and get fed while they're there, right?
So from 11 to 5 is the kind of chef demonstrations and all the demonstrations. If you get the all-access pass, you can come for the whole day. If you get just the Raid the Garden pass, then you can come to that celebration at the end, that food competition with the beer and the spirits and the food trucks. And that goes from 5 to 7. So there's two different passes that you can purchase to go to the day.
So this sounds like a fun time. So let me ask you just one last question. What is the takeaway from this event? What do you hope people will come out of there with besides perhaps a canvas bag filled with fresh produce that they buy?
We're hoping to get people to know about the spring season and the seasonality of food, how to grow it so you can grow it by yourself, or you can where to purchase food from restaurants that buy locally, also to buy directly from farmers and get people to know about the different areas where you can savor the season and really enjoy fresh seasonal food.
Sounds like a great deal. Jamie Stoneham is the program director at Gorman Heritage Farms, and on Saturday, May 3rd, you can go and savor the season, lots of fresh food there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.